I was in a rush at the supermarket, so I ducked into the express line behind a very old lady. She unloaded her few items, bread, milk, eggs, a can of tuna. When the cashier announced her total, she rummaged through her battered purse and looked anxious. "I guess I don't need this," she said, putting back the tuna. I watched, my hurry forgotten. Should I offer to pay? I hesitated, not wanting to embarrass her. She packed her wheelie cart and was gone. I went home to cook dinner, but I couldn't get the old lady out of my mind. News reports say the U.S. is suffering the worst food price inflation in 17 years. And if all of us are feeling a swift kick in the pantry, imagine those on a tight food budget. And help is hard to come by. Last month, the Haight-Ashbury Food Program closed their doors after distributing food for 25 years, victim of the recession and dwindling donations. That supermarket where I and the old lady shop used to donate food to the food bank. Now these items are for sale in a clearance bin. And accessing government services means a daunting maze of agencies. Maybe the old lady can't figure it out. Or maybe, after a lifetime of paying her own way, she's reluctant to ask for a handout. In some countries, riots have recently broken out over high food prices, but I didn't consider my neighborhood part of that faraway, hungry world. But maybe I should get used to it. Experts at the UN are predicting a global food crisis as prices skyrocket due to climate change, expensive gas, and agricultural land used for corn-based biofuel. Farm, environmental, and energy policies are complicated, and world leaders are working on it. But world leaders have a lot on their plate at the moment, and none of that is going to put a can of tuna in that old lady's wheelie cart tomorrow. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.